Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. Audio recording of the blog post Butt Plugs by Girl on the Net. When I first started getting into sex, and I mean really into sex, past the initial, oh bloody hell, this is awesome stage, and into the, I wonder what it would be like if I did this thing stage, I gave butt plugs a fairly wide berth. Hitting implements, fine. Vibrators, no problem. Role play, as long as it wasn't too funny. But butt plugs seemed like a strange and unusual thing. I love anal sex, but the main reason I love it is because of the whole atmosphere. His grunting, delicious desperation, as well as the feeling of his dick meeting tight resistance. Butt plugs seemed a bit pointless. I don't have a prostate, so why would I want one there? What's more, I felt a tiny bit nervous about using one on a guy, worried that I might do it badly and it would be either totally underwhelming or worse, it would hurt. As with many things, I was spectacularly wrong. Sit. We talked about it first. He told me that he liked it, that feeling of being full. My head was full of pictures, him lying on the bed, naked from the waist down, reaching to push something firmly into himself. Or him sitting at his computer, with a plug snugly inside him and braced against the seat of the chair, frowning in concentration as he rubbed himself to climax. I wanted to see that firsthand. "Are you going to use that on me?" he asked. I waited for a while, putting on the kind of face that covered my nervousness with controlled indecision. "Nope," I said, putting it on the chair. "You're going to use it on yourself." Watching him lube up the plug, then wince with concentration as he slid it into himself, was just the start. As he sat down slowly onto the wooden chair, his face displayed a beautiful, tortured dilemma. "I like this, it feels good, but I feel so dirty." I asked him, "How do you feel?" "Dirty." "Touch yourself." He gripped his cock firmly and started sliding his hand up and down. He twitched and trembled with a combination of nervousness and arousal. I could see the tension in his neck and the taut effort in his thighs as he tried not to resist with too much pressure. He didn't want it in too deep straight away. He wanted to take it slowly. He swallowed, rubbed harder, relaxed a tiny bit, let the plug slip slightly deeper into him. "How do you feel?" I asked again. "Oh, still dirty," he rubbed harder. I sat on the edge of the bed, getting hot at the sight of him. It was his face mostly, the flickers of competing expressions and emotions as he stroked himself towards a climax, one that he was both desperate for and also kind of ashamed of. I couldn't believe there could be such a difference between watching him wank and watching him wank like this, with a plug holding him firmly in a place where he was conflicted about his joy. I'd rarely wanted him more. I stood over him and pulled the crotch of my knickers to one side. He looked up at me and I gave him the kind of grin I would usually save for afterwards, gleeful, ecstatic, overjoyed by this intensely new thing. I loved that this guy was so utterly on edge, aching from the plug and tingling through his dick and desperate to come right in front of me. I straddled his legs, wrapped my arms around his neck, and lowered myself onto his cock. Gently, for the first few strokes, I slid up and down him, my cunt getting wetter and hotter at the sounds of his plaintive moans. "Please."
"Please what?"
"Please harder."
"Fuck you harder?"
"Yeah. You want to feel me fuck you hard, so this plug is pushed deeper inside your ass." "Yes."
"Say it."
please fuck me harder. I want to feel it inside me. Deep inside. Oh, God, fuck. That deep. So I fucked him harder. Much harder. I rode his dick in a swift, jerking rhythm, grinding his arse into the chair and the butt plug deeper inside him. I rocked back and forth so he could feel it pushing against the inside of him from all angles. I gripped the back of the chair and pulled on his hair as he cried out. I felt the tension in him every time I slammed down to the base of his cock, the solid, hard strokes that drummed the plug against the chair and the tip of the butt plug into the boy. There are other stories I could tell about butt plugs, when they're used on me, or other ways I've used them to make guys whimper. But this was one of the first introductions I had to them. From this point on, the main thing I associate with them, and the reason I always keep a couple of different types in my sex toy drawer, isn't the play itself, the specific acts or moments, or even the feeling as one is slipped inside. It's the expressions, the looks of lust mixed with uncertainty and a heavy dollop of need. It's filthy not just because he likes it, but because of the way he likes it. Finally, too quickly, before my thighs could even think about aching, he came. One final grunt of satisfaction and anguish and lust, and his cock twitched hard inside me. He buried his face in my chest and offered a wholly unnecessary thank you. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. And if you did, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com, or you can help support me and get me to make more sexy audio posts at patreon.com/girlonthenet.